It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Friday. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. Find me on Twitter, at Scott Bertram. And joining me on the phone lines right now, Alan Bolter, Associate Director of the Community Mental Health Association of Michigan, and Corey Ryan, Senior Healthcare Analyst at Alterum, the organization that's released this Access to Behavioral Healthcare in Michigan study. Alan, Corey, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Appreciate you being here. So tell me a little bit about what we find in this study that just released, this Access to Behavioral Healthcare in Michigan study.
Sure. So this study was funded by the Michigan Health Endowment Fund. We want to thank them for their support and funding of this work. Our goal with this study was to make the best possible estimate of access to behavioral health care in the state of Michigan. And so behavioral health care includes both treatment for mental illnesses and treatment for substance use disorders. And what we found was that among the 1.75 million Michiganders with a mental illness need, over a third of those, unfortunately, were not receiving care or had an unmet need for those mental illness needs. And over 80% of those with a substance use disorder were also not receiving care. So really staggering numbers of individuals either not getting access or not receiving care throughout the year.
Tell me a little bit about what you do and how you kind of became involved in the effort.
Sure. So we became involved in the effort through the connection at Alterum, which is a nonprofit healthcare research and consulting company. And so we do studies like this and a lot of work to try and improve access and quality of healthcare for those in the state of Michigan and across the country. And my role as a healthcare economist was really to say, how can we best estimate what the level of unmet need was for this type of care within the state. And we did that by looking at national survey data, state-level survey data, and then also doing claims data analyses. So going in and looking at the health care that was being provided within the state through insurance coverage, and then use that data to assess, okay, how can we compare the number of individuals with a need for care compared to those that we actually observed getting it. And then that was how we saw this very large gap as far as those not receiving care.
Yeah, so the study says 650,000 people in Michigan with mental illness, 500,000 with substance use disorder, failed to receive any treatment for their conditions. Multiple reasons, I'm sure. What sticks out?
Yes. So what sticks out as far as main drivers of where these gaps are coming from include a lack of providers or a lack of individuals to be able to find providers in their area. So there are certainly areas across the state with severe gaps as far as psychologists and psychiatrists and substance use treatment facilities. Over 25 counties without a psychiatrist in the state of Michigan, many of them in kind of the upper lower peninsula and in the upper peninsula of Michigan, and 10 counties without a psychiatrist or a psychologist available. And so if you can think about individuals living in those areas, the difficulties in finding access to treatment if doctors aren't available is certainly a major gap. In addition to that, cost components and affordability components, even for individuals with insurance, one of the surprising findings of the study was even for those with Medicare or those with employer-sponsored or other private insurance, still had very significant gaps and very significant levels of unmet need. So insurance was not sufficient in helping individuals necessarily getting access to care 100%. And so that can result from the fact that they have high deductibles or high copays, or maybe that they just can't find doctors in network that are currently taking new patients.
Corey Ryan with us, senior healthcare analyst. The study Access to Behavioral Healthcare in Michigan just released. Tell me, I'm sure that there is a portion of this too that people either people might not want to admit that they need help or don't want the stigma of on them that they were forced to seek help for a problem.
Agreed. That certainly remains an issue across the country and also here in the state of Michigan. It was one of the things that came up when you survey people and you ask, why did you not receive care for a particular condition, whether it be mental illness or substance use disorder, either not being ready to receive care at that time, concerned about the stigma that would be associated with getting treatment for that disease, or concerned about what that treatment might look like and being afraid of not wanting to get care at that moment. So I think that's an issue both in making sure that individuals feel comfortable that the doctors that they're going to see are going to take good care of them and that they're going to get high-quality care, and also that they have care available to them so that they can start to experience what treatment looks like and so that they can have access to care when they're ready to receive it.
Corey, let's go back to the issue about the lack of providers in some areas. It certainly makes sense to me. There are many rural areas here in the state that might not have the people available. But how is that a solvable problem? How do you convince physicians or those who can help these people with mental illness or substance use disorders to locate in those areas?
Yeah. So there are a couple different strategies that we highlight in the report. First and foremost is certainly creating incentives to train more providers and getting providers to move to rural areas of the state or areas of the states where there are gaps and significant deserts in the number of providers currently there. But that can be expensive, you're right, and it can be difficult to incentivize physicians to move in that way. But there are other alternatives, notably using telemedicine where it makes sense. So having individuals perhaps go and see a primary care provider and then that primary care provider partnering with a psychiatrist or a psychologist remotely and then providing services via telehealth is a great way to kind of expand the virtual reach of the area where physicians can truly practice. And then in addition to that is allowing those that are paraprofessionals or just below the level of being doctors to practice to the top of their license. So they can't do everything as related to mental health and substance use treatment, but they can do a lot of things to help individuals get care. And so making sure that those individuals are allowed to practice to the top of their license is really, really important too, particularly in these areas of the state where we have a lack of providers.
So a good point there, and I just want to focus on that for a moment. How much does technology, how much does broadband access, the ability to do some of this work over the internet, perhaps open the door for people who might not have that face-to-face ability? How much is in use now? What's the possibility in the future?
I think there are huge possibilities in the future. We see a little bit of this in the current data because you do code separately for mental illness treatment that's provided via telehealth, but it's certainly not very prevalent yet, and I think it will become increasingly important over time. To provide access to these rural areas is very critical, and I think also to help patients receive care in a way that's comfortable for them. I think there are plenty of people who might feel more comfortable in a remote environment receiving care. Now, that doesn't necessarily completely substitute for having a doctor available to you in your area, but mm-hmm. it can help start to fill some of these gaps in places where it's very difficult to get providers there and helping make sure that individuals have access to care at the time and in the way that they want to receive it.
Hey, Corey, I don't have it in front of me, but is there a place that people can find this study online if they want to take a look?
Sure. They should go to altarum.org, A-L-T-A-R-U-M. The study is available there. I think it's currently on our homepage. Or they can go to the Michigan Health Endowment Fund webpage, and it should also be hosted there.
All right. Wonderful. Corey Ryan, senior healthcare analyst, that report again, Access to Behavioral Healthcare in Michigan. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thanks, Corey. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by MichiganConstruction.com. Start building Michigan's future and yours today with MichiganConstruction.com. Right now, great companies and great jobs looking for people just like you. Pay anywhere from $15 an hour to more than $30 an hour, depending on experience. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on MichiganConstruction.com. This is the Steve.
Reverse osmosis water systems from Wolverine Water, Michigan's premier water treatment company, provide the best drinking water you can get. Pure water has never been more important. And right now, you can register to win a brand new reverse osmosis system from your friends at Wolverine worth $2,700. Just go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine contest button. Sign up for your free water test and get entered to win a brand new reverse osmosis system for your home, cottage, or anywhere you want it to be. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine contest button.
Hey, parents! Finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi, son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
Oh, I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I mean, I'll fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you.
For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
I vaccinate because I want to protect my daughter.
I vaccinate because these diseases can be deadly.
Because of vaccines, we tend to think of diseases like whooping cough and measles as things of the past, but they aren't. Michigan's children still get them and pass them on. Get the whole story at iVaccinate.org. I vaccinate because I got the facts. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Franny Strong Foundation, and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.